Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says decline in tuberculosis cases is outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts, reaffirms commitment to TB-free nation. India on high growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. In Jammu and Kashmir, 10 civilians injured in grenade attack in Srinagar. Central and state government agencies procure over 85 lakh tons of paddy, benefiting 4 lakh farmers in Punjab. And the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to deteriorate, with AQI crossing the 400 mark as some places slipping into the severe category. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. Sharing this information in a social media post yesterday, Health Minister J.P. Nadda emphasized that this acknowledgement reflects India's transformative approach to TB care and control. He mentioned that the government has expanded and strengthened the National TB Elimination Program by taking key initiatives such as Nikshay Poshan Yojana to provide essential nutritional support to the TB patients. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India has put in place a framework in which its relationship with Australia will grow further in the times to come. He emphasized that the shift in the relationship between the two countries was not accomplished on autopilot, but rather through efforts, leadership and ambition on both sides. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, on the first leg of his two-nation tour this evening, Mr. Jaishankar said India is on a high-growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world.
Foreign policy is not only a business of interacting with other countries. India will grow, India is growing, but India wants to grow with the world. When we look at the world, we see opportunities. We are optimistic. There may be problems, but overall, we think the world has goodwill. World has a desire to work with India.
The minister further said India has comprehensive strategic partnerships with select countries in the world, and Australia happens to be one. During his speech, Dr. Jaishankar noted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Australian government, global dynamics, and the efforts of the Indian diaspora were the key factors in the advancement of India-Australia relations. The External Affairs Minister is on a 5-day visit to Australia from today. He will inaugurate the 4th Indian Consulate in Australia in Brisbane tomorrow. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said if the BJP is voted to power in Jharkhand, the party will put all corrupt leaders in the state behind bars. Addressing an election rally at Simaria in Chatra, Mr. Shah said the BJP is not contesting elections just to remove Hemant Soren from power, but to bring a change in Jharkhand.
Jharkhand ka ye chunav na keval sarkar badalne ka chunav hai, Jharkhand ka ye chunav झारखंड का भविष्य सुनिश्चित करने का चुनाव है। झारखंड की महान जनता ने तय करना है कि आकंठ भ्रष्टाचार में डूबी हुई सरकार चाहिए या विकास के रास्ते पर मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में चलती हुई भाजपा सरकार चाहिए।
Mr. Shah said it is time to oust the anti-Dalit, anti-tribal, anti-poor and anti-youth Hemant government from Jharkhand, which is fueling nationalism for petty political gains. Mr. Shah added that the Prime Minister Modi-led centre will wipe out nationalism from India by March 2026. In our series on constituency profiles today, we will take a look at Barhat Assembly constituency in Sahibganj district of Jharkhand. Barhat will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of this month. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Hemant Soren is contesting from this seat. Mr. Soren won twice from this seat. However, 9 candidates, including 5 candidates, are in the fray, but the main contest is between Hemant Soren and Gamaliel Hembram of BJP. Mr. Hembram is contesting assembly elections for the first time. Dinesh Soren of NCP is also trying his luck from this seat. Women voters may play a decisive role in Barhat seat as they outnumber male voters in the electoral roll. Infiltration, illegal mining and migration of people are the major issues of this constituency. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
With just one day left for withdrawal of nominations for the assembly polls in Maharashtra, political parties are trying to pacify their rebel candidates. More from our correspondent.
National President of Republican Party of India and Union Minister of State for Social Justice Ramdas Athawale has urged his party members to keep aside the differences and work together and campaign for the alliance's win in the elections. According to reports, around 36 candidates from the Mahayuti and 26 candidates from Mahavikas Aghadi have turned rebel. The candidates have filed nominations against each other and have created friendly contests among the allies in many constituencies. Meanwhile, according to a list of voters released by Election Commission, more than 9 crore 70 lakh people, comprising of more than 5 crore males and 4.5 crore females, are eligible to exercise their franchise in the upcoming election. With Prarthana, Devapriya Bhattacharji, Akashwani, Mumbai.
In the Kashmir Valley, at least 10 civilians sustained injuries in a grenade attack at Sunday Market outside the office of Akashwani in Srinagar this afternoon. As per reports, suspected terrorists lobbed a grenade at a security forces vehicle, which missed the intended target and exploded on the road. Police have cordoned off the area and have launched a massive search operation to nab the attackers responsible for the terror crime. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha spoke to DGP Nalin Prabhat and senior officials of the security agencies and directed them to take effective and forceful measures to punish the terrorists and their associates. He reaffirmed the government's resolve not to allow terrorist elements to succeed in their nefarious designs. Condemning the attack, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah dubbed the incident as deeply disturbing. He strongly criticized the recent increase in attacks on innocent people and stated that security forces must do everything they can to stop these attacks quickly so that people can live without fear. Meanwhile, police along with security forces arrested a hardcore terrorist associate linked with the banned terror outfit Hizbul Mujahideen from Dangerpora in South Kashmir's Pulwama district. The joint team of forces raided his shop and recovered hidden arms and ammunition. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. The government today said that over 90 lakh tons of paddy have arrived in the Punjab mandis. Out of this, over 85 lakh tons were procured by state agencies and the Food Corporation of India, FCI, in Punjab. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said paddy is being purchased at the minimum support price of 2,320 rupees per quintal as decided by the government for Grade A paddy. The total paddy purchased by the government till date in the current Kharif marketing season, KMS, amounts to 19,800 crore rupees and it has benefited 4 lakh farmers. The procurement of paddy for KMS 2024-25 commenced in Punjab from 1st October and 2,927 designated mandis and temporary yards are operational throughout the state for smooth procurement from the farmers. The central government has fixed an estimated target of 185 lakh tons for paddy procurement for the ongoing marketing season, which will continue till 30th November. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the centre is committed to constructing the Shabari Railway Line as per the original alignment from Angamali to Erumeli in Kerala. He was addressing a function at Thrissur railway station this afternoon. He said the centre will soon send a format to the state government in connection with the project and after the filling up of the format, it will be taken forward. The air quality in Delhi NCR is continuously deteriorating, with the air quality index AQI reaching 381 at 7 this evening. The air quality in the region remains in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB data, the AQI in some parts of the city reached the severe levels, crossing the 400 mark. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the government today said that a total of 54,000 vehicles have been challaned for non-possession of pollution under control certificate in the Delhi NCR from the 15th to the 31st of October. The Environment Ministry said that a range of preventive and remedial measures under Stages 1 and 2 of Graded Response Action Plan were initiated to abate air pollution in the region. Environmental compensation has been imposed on 597 non-complying construction and demolition sites. Orders for closure have been issued for 56 such sites. Our correspondent has filed this report.
To control the dust pollution at its source, mechanical road sweeping machines, water sprinklers and anti-smoke guns were deployed across Delhi NCR. A GRAP monitoring control room has been set up in the Commission for Air Quality Management since 15th of last month. A dedicated WhatsApp group has been created for a smooth flow of information between the control room and concerned nodal officers of states. Intensive inspections were carried out for illegal dumping sites and necessary action taken against illegal sites across Delhi NCR. Efforts by the concerned agencies responsible for control of air pollution in Delhi NCR will be further intensified during the GRAP period as per the prevailing situation. Pallavi Parmar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has also forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Karaikal and Mahi till tomorrow. One of the biggest festivals of Manipur, Ningol Chakoba, was held across the state with religious fervor and gaiety today. This is the biggest festival of the Meitei community, but the scenario has changed from the last many years with the participation of different communities in the festival. In badminton, the title clash between India's Malvika Bansoor and 7th seed Mia Blichfeldt of Denmark in the women's singles of the Hilo Open badminton tournament is underway. Bansoor has lost the first game 10-21 when the reports last came in. It is Malvika's second ever final appearance on the BWF World Tour after finishing runners-up to PV Sindhu in the Syed Modi International 2022 BWF Super 300 event. And in cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in Mumbai Test, clinching the series 3-0. Chasing a target of 147 in the second innings, India crumbled to 121 all out. This series victory for New Zealand marks their first Test series win in India since 1955, ending India's 18 Test series unbeaten streak at home. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says decline in tuberculosis cases is outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts, reaffirms commitment to TB-free nation. India on high growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. In Jammu and Kashmir, 10 civilians injured in grenade attack in Srinagar. Central and state government agencies procure over 85 lakh tons of paddy, benefiting 4 lakh farmers in Punjab. And the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to deteriorate, with the AQI crossing the 400 mark at some places, slipping into the severe category. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.